So you and your guy, you sit down on the couch. It's time to watch TV. You don't necessarily have a plan, but one of you needs to grab the remote and put something on. Is it you or him?
We're both kind of the worst with it because we can never find anything to watch.
Who's the person, would you say, that the majority of the time actually has the remote in their hand?
Him. So he'll grab the remote. He'll scroll through. Does anything look good? And I'll say no. And then I'll say, okay. And he hands me the remote. And then he tells me to pick something. You just had it. And we can't figure out anything. So you know what I do? I go to Apple TV. And we watch The Office all over again.
I feel like yours is the TV equivalent of, I don't know, what do you want to eat?
Exactly. That's really what it is.
So you go in the circle and then you end up having the same thing, where The Office is basically like your hamburger and fries of TV shows.
Unless, like, if it's the weekend and we're trying to watch a movie, I let him do it. I want him to pick out the movie. We'll decide on it together. Or if I hate searching for things on the TV, if you're trying to type in, like, the name of a movie or something like that, I don't like using the little arrows to type everything in.
Well, here's the thing. You guys are actually the odd ones out, if you can believe that. In the era of a worldwide global pandemic that has affected all of mankind, scientists found time to ask this question: who controls the remote in your house? You'd think there's other things they could be dealing with, but I'm glad they looked at this because they gave us content for the show. And they found that in the male-female dynamic, it is almost always the woman of the house that has the remote in her hand. So you guys almost sound like you switch off. It almost always is the woman. And when the guy does have it, he's basically just, he's her remote. Hey, do you want to watch this? No. You want to watch this? No. You want to watch this? No. And it does sound like you have a little bit of that going on.
A little bit. Especially, I like him, because I think he's faster with the remote. Does that make sense?
Just get them quick fingers.
He does. And if I say, hey, can you look this movie up, whether we're trying to search for it on Netflix or HBO or whatever, I think he's better at spelling everything out and moving. I just hate moving those arrows.
So just in general, he's really quick with the wrist.
Yeah.
Like, he gets a lot of, like, is he working out, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Does he do like those gripping exercises or anything like that?
That must be what it is.
So you're what you're telling me is your fiance's just got like a really strong, like his right hand, for some reason, he's just like abnormally strong.
He's good with the remote. He's fast.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Good to know. I'm sure he'll be happy to let us all know.
He's just better at it. Or, like, I don't even know how to do the settings when I go to bed. And if he stays out in the living room, he'll watch TV, but he always messes with the settings and he'll dim the TV brightness.
So he's like tech savvy.
Yeah.
To make him seem less creepy. He's tech savvy.
What do you mean make him seem less creepy? He's not creepy. Yeah, he's tech savvy.
So what you're saying is he watches a lot of TV when he's alone and gets a lot of practice with the TV.
Now you're taking it to a different place again.
So he's just really good with that stuff.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
I probably fall into the category of people they reference there where I'm the guy and I have the remote. I almost always have the remote, but I'm not actually deciding what we're watching. It's kind of the equivalent of when, like, we would lose the remote when I was growing up, and my parents would be like, go change it on go turn the knob or push the button on the TV. Like, I'm that for her with a remote in my hand. So I put something on, she's like, nah, I don't want to watch that. And, like, I'll go through kind of like what you guys are doing, 50 things, and eventually land on something that she accepts that I didn't want to watch anyway, but I theoretically have the remote in my hand, so it's like I'm getting fake control.
But don't you feel like you're kind of picking out what you're watching? Because
No.
You landed over there. How did you even get to that episode or that show that she said, yes, let's watch this?
She's like my television GPS. And I didn't get to choose the destination. Like, imagine getting in your car and your phone just telling you where to drive. That's me with the remote control.
You just
have no
end
idea
up
where
there.
You're headed. Yeah. Like, your car would just decide where you're going. You'd end up like a Target. Like, I wasn't even planning on going to Target, but okay, car. Like, that's me with the remote.
But, so then who did they say? It's mostly women in control?
Mostly women. So, like, she is in our house, but I have it in my hand, so I don't know if that counts. I don't feel like it does.
Well, I think you're both deciding what you're watching.
Yeah, I'm sure
you have a say in it.
She would claim that, too. I'm certain of it. Who controls the remote in your home, would you say?
Normally, my husband asks what I want to watch, and he gives me the choices that he likes.
Right.
So 9 times out of 10, I just stay on my phone either reading a book or I go on TikTok because I'm not really interested in ancient aliens.
So he's pretending like you're part of that decision. He's giving you options, but he's screening the options. He's already chosen three that he would be okay watching before you're provided the three.
But that's the thing. You're still letting it. You're giving options. I think that's a good. That's good. You're kind of deciding what to watch together. You may not have been deciding what the options are, but now you get to pick.
So really what I guess I'm asking is who is the TV remote control dom and sub in your relationship? Is it you or your partner? Are they the dom or are you the sub when it comes to the remote control? 237 hits text 3527.
Get out of bed, fool!
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. So who controls that remote control in your home? Now, if you're in the male-female dynamic, almost always it is the female, either because she literally has it in her hand, or research says if the guy does have it in his hand, and I live this, she's basically using him as the vehicle to use. He's the remote control of the remote control. She's just verbally telling him what she will and will not watch. I actually kind of feel like that's a lot what your home sounds like, too.
That we kind of go through to decide.
Mm-hmm. Like, even if he's using it, I feel like it lands on what you wanted to watch.
Yeah, I would say most of the time. But it's not like either of us really watch things the other person doesn't like. The only thing he watches that I don't like, sports.
Well, that actually leads me to this. Can you guess what day of the week blows this whole survey out of the water?
Sunday.
Sundays tend to be the one day of the week where guys are like, yeah, I control the remote because they're real sticklers about watching whatever game.
That's the one day they get the control of the remote.
You get one out of seven. One day. Were you seeing lots of people text in, like, who controls it in their house?
Yeah, someone said, my husband controls the remote, but we basically agree on what we want to watch. Someone else said, my girlfriend always has the remote. Someone said, no need to fight over the remote. Everybody has a TV in their room, so if there's something you don't want to watch, you can go in your room and watch it. And someone else said, our 4-year-old basically controls the TV. We're the one who has the remote, but she tells us what she wants to watch.
And who's controlling that in your house? Hi.
I see it more of a shared opportunity. Just depends on when. So, like, if we're watching it together, we always have a consensus of what show we'll watch. But if I'm not around, she'll watch those crazy shows like Married at First Sight or Blacklist or
right.
Proof is Out There or something goofy. And I'm the guy that's Saturday Night Live or, you know, some of the funnier stuff.
Yeah, but you realize what you said is we usually have a consensus, but if she's by herself, she watches her shows, obviously.
Well, yeah, I think that's kind of normal, too. Yeah, if your partner's not there, you obviously have to take control. You're going to watch whatever you want. You know what I started watching? Is it called Below Deck?
Oh, God. You too?
Yeah, when Steven was, he's at work, and that seems like something he wouldn't want to watch. So I didn't even want to, I didn't know if I would like it. So when he went to work one day, I watched a lot of it.
Here's the funny one about that. That's been around for a while, and it seems like people are just finding it. Is it on a new streaming service now? Why are people just now finding that one?
I'm not sure. I've had a friend tell me to watch it so much, and then I finally thought, I'll just give in. I'll watch it. I don't know where. Was I watching it on Hulu or Peacock? But there's so many seasons. And then that was the thing. The first season's never good. So I started at the end.
Oh, really? That one, actually, I would argue that it starts out better than it goes. We dropped off it now because it jumped the boat.
Maybe I got to restart it.
And who's controlling that in your house?
Actually, he does. Mm-hmm. But if I tell him I want to watch something, he automatically changes it for me.
So kind of that same thing, though. He's controlling it, but then you're like, you get that ultimate veto power.
Yeah, that's what someone else said. I get to hold the TV remote, but not the volume remote, but the wife runs the show.
Yeah, you don't actually have control. You get to play with the buttons.
It's like, I don't know if you ever had to deal with this, and my brother, he's older than me. So as a child, I wanted to play PlayStation or whatever he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't really plug my remote into the game system. but I always thought I was playing. You're just holding the remote. You think you have control, but
yeah,
really,
I'm pretty good at this.
You're just following along.
So you would like be staring at the screen and you'd see something moving. You're like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you didn't know.
Yeah, so I think that's how it is for you guys with the TV remote.
Exactly that.
We're really in control.
I'm scared to ask this, but I am curious. When you're talking about this with your brother and the you know, not plugged in controller, how old are you in this?
I sound like it was like yesterday.
But how old are you in this? We're not talking like 13, 14, 15. Like, how old are we?
Oh, no, I wasn't 13.
Like,
14.
Are you like 2, 3, 4?
Okay, I was not a 2-year-old. I don't know. I was old enough that I have memories of it.
You're not like, we're not talking like 8, 9, 10. You're 8 years
Why
old.
Why are you shocked at that?
You're 8 years old and you're pushing buttons and you don't realize the button's not doing nothing?
What do you mean? I'm sure there was a bunch of us
second
playing.
Second grade?
I'm sure there was like a few of us playing and I thought I was playing with my brother. My brother would say, here, hey, take this game controller. And he would just, I thought I was playing along.
I'm just saying there's an age where I think it's odd that that still worked on you. And that's all, I guess, all I'm saying about it.
And that's the thing, too. I thought I was really good. So then when I was older and I tried playing, I would say, I played this all the time with my brother. And I had no idea what I was doing.
You know, usually I just mindlessly hit buttons and I do pretty good. I'm not sure. I'm just off today.
That's how I know. I don't know what it was.
Having a bad day.
Y94.